And now, this episode of Flight Risk brought to you by our lovely sponsors at...
Welcome, traveler, to our audio tavern. Come inside, rest your feet, listen to a tale I tell you about.
Stop it.
Oh, you're not loving this, are you?
No. That was very cringy.
No.
Okay, you tell him then.
Hi, I'm Kyle.
I'm Steven.
I'm Taylor.
And I'm Dakota.
And together, we're Tall Dwarf Tavern, a Dungeons & Dragons role-playing podcast.
Our current season is set in the world of Zendikar from Magic the Gathering, so you can get two nerd properties for the price of one.
Even though you asked for neither.
We visit some pretty awesome places, like the walled city of Seagate, the overgrown jungles of the Tangled Vale, and the volcanic mountains of Akoon, and cause irreversible environmental damage.
We also encounter some incredible monsters like Baeloths, Earth Elementals, and giant sea serpents, and we get to fight all of them, poorly.
So come along and enjoy a tale of epic adventure dominated by poor humor, crude language, and even worse listening skills in the wonderful land of Zendikar. Find us on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting platform.
Seriously, please, no one else would listen to us.
We need this right now.
You're the last one on our email list. We need you guys.
Please.
God, please.
We have nothing else.
Please! I need to feed my family!
Hey, flight fans. GM, as always, Dwayne here. My pronouns are he and him. This episode of Flight Risk stars...
I'm Joe Chasm. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Bail Branda, a Mandalorian bounty hunter with a subclass of assassin.
Hello, my name is Velvet Divine, Faye Fair, and I'll be playing Anarchy Fortuna, she, her, the Twi'lek Tinkerer.
My name is Jennifer, or the Jen, and I play Anne Bray, a Twi'lek diplomat.
Let's buckle up. It's time for another Flight Risk episode.
A long, long, long time ago. In a galaxy far, far away.
Well, Landwalker, do we have an agreement? Do we have an accord? Or does this bloodshed continue in your name?
I think that if we were to engage in such a spectacle as it would be for this one-on-one combat, that it would only be fair that our champions should be in their best fighting capacity. And that leaves us at a disadvantage, as our champion would not be prepared for this fight at this present moment.
And that my would be, spleen!
That would be really, really dishonorable, would it not?
I mean, I have some bullshit, so I could do
you think I would be smirch and Doran combat with unhealthy combatants? The things they say about you, Landwalker, are true. You have not been schooled in warfare.
And he walks over to a crate, opens it, and he'll grab a couple stem packs, and we'll say like three, and just throws them in your guys' general direction. There, heal your champion.
Well, that is clearly exactly what I expected you would do, sir. This is kind of whisper to which of you is better? Is it going to be you or Bale?
Depends.
It's not
going to
be me. Yeah.
All right. I'll go over and heal Bale with one of the stim packs.
Sure.
So, have you used the stim pack today? No, right? You just got a regular medicine check before. All right. So that's going to be a 5 wound recovered for you, Bale.
Oh yay! That puts me down to 1.
If you use another one, which would be kind of overkill, that would only give you 4 more wound back. But I wouldn't use it because it seems like a waste. But if you wanted to be 100% full, you could give yourself another shot, and it's diminishing returns every time.
That still puts you down to pretty much heal.
You're pretty much full.
Yeah, you know what? I'll use that and just top myself up because I'm at 4 right now. So we'll have 1 left.
I mean, if Anne wants to use that one to put herself at full, it's also a thing she could do as well. You guys can use this as kind of like a...
We're all debating.
A save point kind of recharge thing in the RPG we're playing.
Basically. How many do I get back from that?
You get 5.
Oh, 5. Oh, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, that would be nice. Look at that. I mean, Anarchy sure. and Anne are like, we're good. Bale's mostly good.
Yeah. All right.
So, who is your champion? Is it you, Landwalker?
Who's your champion?
Certainly not.
My champion? My champion, you ask?
And he just rips open
I was going to say it's going to be him.
Hulkamania sure. style. Takes 2 stem packs, jams them into his chest.
He's right here.
Oh, yeah.
Bring in the pain.
You want the warrior?
Oh, no.
I want to name this guy something like Sandy Cabbage or something. Something that sounds enough like Sandy
Cabbage. Oh, yeah. He's going to take that. He'll take some of that eye black, put it on his face, Ultimate Warrior mask style. He's ready to go.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What's
it going to be?
You guys can pull straws. I just set up the opportunity.
Okay.
So, Bale, you go anarchy, you can cheat.
Like Bale looks over at Anarchy and just kind of shrugs his shoulders, like puts his hands up in the air, like, do you want to go? Should I go? We should go.
Do you want to flip a coin for it?
How about we just roll a dice for it?
Sure.
Okay, cool. You just want to roll just 1 yellow and see what happens?
Yeah, sure. How are we divvying it up?
Whoever gets the best thing off the yellow.
Yeah.
Sure. All right.
All right, Bale it is.
Okay. All right, yeah. So, Bale looks at, now Macho Man Randy Savage / Ultimate Warrior dude and goes, I'll be that champion. Yeah.
Well then, choose your weapon, punk.
Is it gun? Is it, he pulls out a vibro knife. Knife or bare hands?
So, this guy looks pretty buff, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's an older guy, probably in his 40s, but yeah, you see him with the shirt off. He's just jacked up on the stem packs. The gas in the air has got basically like pure adrenaline pumping through his veins. So yeah, you're looking at Ultimate Warrior in his pure coked out roid days of the 80s.
Oh no.
Oh boy. Yeah. So, I'll go, how about we just do slugs? Slugs would be nice.
Guns it is.
And he just reaches over and one of his officers hands him just a regular slug thrower and he takes and he tosses one to you. Basically identical guns. So a simple slug thrower, 5 damage we'll say on the shot because that's what his gun did when he shot you.
Okay, great. And I'm assuming that if I at all, you know, not use that gun, I'm assuming that he's gonna sick his dogs.
You dare break Andorran war protocol? How dare you?
Yeah, no. There's no...
Oh, boy.
There's no
fudge. Is this like duelist style? Like, yeah. Kind of taste it and turn around?
I mean, probably not exactly, but probably pretty close.
Yeah, I imagine it's more like Tombstone kind of OK Corral, kind of just staring at each other, gun on the hip, and they'll do a draw and a fire.
Bale, do you remember when you were almost a failure and I talked you up and you did those amazing maneuvers?
Actually, I don't. Did that actually ever happen?
He's having a hard time. He took a banjo to the head a little while ago, so his memory's still kind of fuzzy.
Yeah. Okay. No, but I'm kidding. Of course I remember. And
it's
like
the weirdest side comp, like compliment / not compliment.
Yeah, he goes, of course I remember. Just refresh my memory a little bit because it's a little hazy.
Channel your inner greatness. Don't embarrass yourself or get us murdered. That's my inspiring speech.
All right. So
you guys goes, great. So you're telling me that the one thing that I'm good at, which is embarrassing everybody, you're telling me not to do it.
We're gonna encourage you to do the best you can in this particular task. We have so much faith in you. Anarchy has faith in you. I have faith in you. Plus, we need to go rescue some droids pretty quickly.
So he probably
should have.
So Bale makes some hand gestures to Anarchy, hoping that she will pick up, and says to continue trying to hack the droids, please. Mm,
okay, that's something she can do inconspicuously.
Yeah. Let's see what happens here. All right, cool. So how are we going to do this?
Let's just do a straight your light weapon versus light weapon. We'll see who does better.
Okay, great. I still have one range defense, so.
Okay. So you still have one range defense. This guy doesn't have any range defense. All right.
Is this initiative? Like, who goes first?
No. You roll to see how well you shoot. Who shoots better? You're doing your light weapon. Whatever you're using to shoot your gun.
Oh, this is not good.
If you want to use your heavy weapon, because I know you might have a different one, I'll let you use your better gunnery.
Whatever you shoot
better with. I'll give you that advantage.
All right.
And I don't know if any of your other gun abilities help you with just a regular shoot. I know you have like your quick draw and all that kind of stuff. I don't know if that adds to you just taking a shot.
Let's see here. Because, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, quick draw. Shootout right here. Like, I could draw or holster a weapon or accessible item as an incidental.
Sure, I'll say because you have that ability, I'll give you a blue because you're able to shoot a little bit faster than the average.
Okay, and then let me see. I'm going to use every advantage to my disposal at this point.
I forgot that black because of your thing there. Let me throw that. Okay, so he only got two successes. I'm sorry. Go ahead, above it.
I was like, if I wanted to spend a light side point to kind of take an action before they fire.
Mm-hmm.
Could I help a bailout by casting Bind on Hulkamania?
Okay, and Bind. Okay, Bind keeps him in place, right?
Yeah,
he's not moving. I don't know what you're saying. It would make it harder for him to shoot, like make it harder for him to lift his arm.
Yeah, as far as I know, it just immobilizes them, so he wouldn't be able to get that shot off.
Hmm. Okay. I mean, you could try it. Sure, I'll say that. I'll see how that.
Oh, yes. And by the way, I do have dodge, so I could just spend a strain and make it one die harder.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on a second.
All right, you want to go for your dodge first? Or?
Yeah, let me do the dodge first. When targeted by combat check, may perform dodge incidental to suffer a number of strain no greater than the ranks of dodge. Then upgrade the difficulty of the check by that number. So I'll take one strain because that is my level of.
That's an additional black I throw on
there? Yes.
All right, so I'll roll another black to see if it subtracts from what I already had. Okay, so that takes another success. Okay, so now it's only one success and three advantages. So you need to shoot better than that.
Oh, look at that. That is five successes and an advantage.
All right, so yeah. So quick draw style, they both fire, and Bale's just that much faster, and he just shoots and... The captain takes the shot, stumbles backwards, falls to one knee, grits his teeth, stands up.
Again!
Hold on a second. Before we calculate that, right? So he takes, what is that, 9 points of damage, right?
Uh-huh.
Great, because I am taking the last two of these, and I'm using...
Why? Okay.
Oh, one, my targeted blow, which is an incidental, which after making a successful attack, may spend one destiny point to add damage equal to my agility, which is an additional 3 points of damage. So now he's at 12. And then anatomy lessons, which is after making a successful attack, may spend one destiny point to add damage equal to intellect to one hit. So that is a total of 15 points of damage.
You're going to give away two light side points for a guy that's already, like,
no, he's full. He's full health.
Yeah.
Right. But he got shot, and he's going to follow along because he's a role player.
He's
going to stick to his honor.
You're trying to one shot him right here, right, Joe?
I am.
Okay, I'll let you know. Inside baseball, this will not fall him. He will not fall.
Okay.
Oh well, then
with the 15 point of damage, he'll be almost dead. Like your next shot will probably 100% kill him if you hit him again, but he will still be standing. There's still going to be one more round.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah. It's up to you. If you want to do it, that's on you. But there's still going to be one more round of Andorran combat.
Or is he trying to like surrender at this point?
Oh no, Andorran combat's to the death, my friend.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then I'm keeping that damage.
Okay.
All right. The only problem is that now he has four dark sides and we have nothing.
It's okay. That's fine. I'm okay
keep
with that.
Saying it's okay.
It's fine. Bale has been on the edge of death more than once in this entire campaign. Uh-huh. Watch or listen to season one.
I literally cannot explain to you how we're all still alive.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. So yeah. So with that shot, you just see him. There's this blood dripping from his left arm. It's practically immobile. It's looking terrible. He's pale. He's still just standing there gritting his teeth.
Yeah.
He is, like we said, committed to this thing. It's Andorran combat.
Again.
You and sure?
And he raises again.
Again.
All right, cool. There you go.
And crits come in only with advantages, correct?
What do you mean crits only come with
advantages? Like damage wise, like how do you crit somebody?
Your gun will have a crit range of like 3, or if you roll a triumph, you can roll a crit. So like I don't, I mean, this guy's gun, let me look. I don't know if it has like even a, it doesn't have a critical on this guy's gun was 3.
Yeah.
So if you do roll 3 advantages, you could do critical damage.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I was just wondering when if that comes in.
Yeah, his was 3. Yeah.
At this point, like, are we just standing shooting at each other, or are we can we actually move around?
No, you decided single gun combat, and this is what it is. It's just you stand there. I'm going to shoot you. You're going to shoot me until one of us falls.
All right, cool. And then
there's a reason no one really does Andorran combat rules anymore. But, you know, this guy's a reenactor. He loves the old stuff.
Okay.
Can I try for that other droid hack while they're in the middle of your
duel? Yeah, sure. While this is going on, yeah. Go ahead. Same difficulty as before. I think it was the 1 red, 2 purple, and I think a black, I think we said.
Are you using another dark side point for the red?
Yeah. So I'll flip that to, because it was 3 purple before. We changed it to 1 red, 2 purple, and a black.
Hey, triumph.
Triumph? Okay, so said triumph. So yeah, so Anarchy, you have the other two security droids. So you now have all the droids are yours. All the droids belong to you.
Cool. And you got to do the mask roll.
Oh, you use them. I'm looking for 2 numbers. I wrote them down earlier. Then those 2 numbers show up. Stuff happens. But so far, you've been lucky. The year you've had this mask, it hasn't come up yet. One day it'll be amazing. All right.
All right, so am I just rolling my just my gunnery? I don't get a blue this time, or?
Yeah. You have to beat my roll, which is going to be kind of impressive.
Oh, crap.
Yeah. All right. So, oh, wait, you had black. Don't wait, there are blacks, though, right? You had 1 for your defense, right?
Yes.
All right, 1 for your defense. All right, it just took away 1 of his advantages, so he still wins with his 3 successes, 1 advantage.
And a triumph, holy crap.
All right, so that's 3, that's going to be 8 damage to you, minus your soak.
All right.
And then I will roll my, I'll roll a critical, because, you know, we might get lucky, and you might just drop dead right now. Because I don't think, does he have anything to add to the critical? Let me check. I don't think so.
No, not with a pistol.
Well, I don't know. He might have.
Oh, he might have an ability.
Yeah, because he's a nemesis. They might have an ability.
Oh boy, this really sucks. No. He does not. I'm gonna.
Well, he's just a nemesis. I was thinking of making him an adversary. Then you'd have had to upgrade all your rolls. That would have been a pain in the butt. I didn't want to.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll just roll a critical and see what happens. Headringer. The target increases the difficulty of all intellect and cunning checks by 1 to the end. Oh, that's a basic
I'm
one.
All right. Yeah.
Like Bale ever used intellect or cunning?
Hey, I have a 3 intellect. You'd be surprised. I just don't act like it. All right. Are we doing anything in between this? Because I don't know.
It's up to you guys. We got another round. This will go until one of you falls or until you quit. Because he's not quitting. He is defending the honor of the Jedi, and you are a dirty Sith soldier.
So did he not take any damage on that? Is that how you're running this?
Whoever wins. That he basically hits. It's like quick draw. He hit him before he was able to shoot. All right. So, Anarchy has control all the droids. She can break the game.
I was going to say, am I able to have the droids take an action and then I take an action?
Yes, you can have the droids. If you want to try to overpower everybody and stop this right now, you have 5 droids, I think. Yeah, because one got destroyed. You have 5 droids at your command. There is Hulkamania, and he has 2 officers with him.
So I think I'm going to have the droids fire on the 2 soldiers left, and I'll use that bind on Hulkamania.
Okay, sure. Go ahead and roll your force ability.
Oh, boy. This is...
my force ability. That's the regular white dice, right?
Yeah, the white one, yeah. And whatever your force level is. I don't know, you're 2, right?
Oh, cool.
Alright, so, I forget if Anarchy... did you classify her as a dark side user or a light side user?
A dark side.
Dark side. That's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure, because I know Skip is on the light side. He's like 6... I think he's... Yeah. What are you at on the conflict? Do you know? Did you give yourself a rank?
I do. So this is before this episode.
Yeah, of course.
But my last number was 44.
Okay. Ooh, geez. Okay, you're just a little under the middle. Okay, not too bad, because I think Skip's at 60. So you guys are kind of close in the middle, but on opposite sides, which kind of fits the personalities. Okay, so yeah, with the 2, do you get anything bonus for getting both the points, or just... So I know one makes a bind. I don't know if 2 does something.
If I use 2... I can deal that damage to wounds, and it's not... he can't soak it.
Okay, and how much damage does it do?
Hold on, I have it. I just had it open. I'm pretty sure it's 2. I think it's per dark side.
The 2 per dark side,
Or per force die I roll.
Mm-hmm. We haven't had a lot of force abilities on the show yet, so this is a little
for us. Yeah, so just 2 damage. It's 2 per force dice used.
So that's 4 damage then, right? For all the... Because there's 2 dice. There's 2 pips, 2 each.
Yeah.
Okay, so 4. Sure. That is almost enough to actually knock him out. So what does it look like? Describe, because when Anarchy uses bind, what does it look like?
I think we discussed it's almost like those vapors, like that kind of smoky stuff, like the Scarlet Witch, but instead of like red and black, it's like green and black.
Okay, so yeah, this green and Bale, you just see as you're raising your gun to shoot for that third time, you just see the droids raise their guns and fire on those 2 soldiers who are just watching with like eyes agape, because this is amazing. They're all reenactors. This is like what they dreamt of, and they're getting mowed down by bullets, and green smoke just creeps over Hulkamania, and just, does he stay in place, or do you actually like yank him to the ground?
It's supposed to just keep him in place, but if I can yank him to the ground, I'll do that.
I mean, you got the double pips, so I'll give you that. So yeah, all of a sudden he gets yanked to the ground, and you just hear him just stretching and pushing.
What are you doing? You're breaking the Endoran rules, you cowards.
Hey, I got news for you, buddy. We're not on Andor anymore. And he takes a shot.
Okay.
Execution style, back to episode 1.
Full circle.
Yeah.
We don't have to go into gory detail. The guy is now dead. The captain's body just goes limp. The smoke kind of drips away. And then the officers are also just in a heap on the ground over there, either shot or beat to death by droids.
Oh, yeah. Feels good.
Well, that went exactly as I expected it to.
Oh my god, these mangoes are so sour. It's so tasty.
Bale took a couple blows to the head. He's apparently tasting space mangoes.
Wow. These mangoes are so sour.
He's flashing back to his youth when he's on Mandalore. Those mangoes they'd have after their combat rounds. He's having flashbacks. It's okay.
Why are blueberries so small?
I expected them to be the size of strawberries, but they're not very big. Now, are they? Are they poison? Small enough to slip into a drink. Nah, whatever. And he puts an imaginary blueberry in his mouth as I'm doing the same right now.
Great.
Stop eating purple things. They're always poisonous.
Yeah, so, Bale, so the other two guys, like, they're down, right?
Yeah, there's two guys who are not dead. They were electrocuted in that puddle earlier.
Yeah.
And the other guys were shot and killed by Anarchy's droid. So you have two guys who are breathing, kind of shaking in a puddle as they're being electrocuted. And then dead Hulkamania, and then the other guys are also dead.
Great. So the two guys that are still alive, I'm going to put some binders on them. Or, well, actually, I'm going to pull the big, like, electrical cord out of the water. The two that are unconscious, I'm going to put a pair of binders on them, and I'm going to stuff them in an empty crate.
Sure. Okay. I mean, the crates are all fingerprint locked, so
yeah. Well,
you can't really open.
No, that's fine. I'll use one of their fingerprints. I'm sure they can open them.
They put their fingerprint up, and it says denied. Box belongs to Chester Hesterfield.
Anarchy, could you open this?
Yeah, I wanted to see if I could try to, if there's a port or something, if I could hardwire into the system and just see if how many, like, you know, containers I could unlock on this level.
Sure, there's going to be a main control panel because, you know, when the people come down to check it out, they're not going to walk all the way over to their crate. So there's probably a hub somewhere where on a regular day someone would be sitting there answering these calls. So yeah, you can do a computer check. Let me check. I know their computers were big. That's going to be a 2 red, 2 purple on their security. The state of the line thing. Blacks, as you've hacked this thing before, so I'm going to take that black that we had earlier. This is like the third or fourth time you've gone into the system.
If it's cool with y'all, I may use that light side point just so we have access to all the cargo.
Yeah, go for it.
On how the roll goes.
I have no problems.
Mm-hmm. All right, then that's a blue? Mm-hmm. Or can I drop one of those reds down to another purple?
No, that just upgrades yours. So whatever you have, green turns to yellow, or if you're already all yellows, you get another green.
Okay. Here we go.
Ooh. Hey.
Not too shabby. Ooh. All right, so yeah, you're able to unlock all of the crates. You had, what, 5, 6 successes? 2 threats. I'll hold those. I have an idea for those. 2 threats. So yeah, Anarchy, as you're typing away, Bale and you can hear just a series of this locks being undone. There's a clack, 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 as all the locks are just being undone on these various, you know, small crates, like cargo crates, big, larger crates, as big as, you know, a speeder or something like that. And everything just kind of gets unlocked around you.
Excellent.
Great.
Now you're on this level. We said there would possibly be the enough technology here if you want to try to go into these speeders and get what you need for your ship, or you could continue down all the way to engineering where we know you'll probably find the good stuff. But if you wanted to try to scavenge off of these speeders, you could do that, but then you're damaging the speeders, and I assume Bale has resale plans for them.
Oh, absolutely.
Sorry?
How many droids do I have?
You have 2, you have 5? Yeah, 5? 6, okay. 1 got destroyed, you have 5, yeah.
Okay. So, am I able to see, like, a full manifest of what's in these cargo containers from the control hub?
Yeah, yeah. This is just classic rich people stuff. There's a good about dozen or so different land and snow speeders. There is just crates and crates of very fancy clothes. You could tell they've probably done some antique shopping. So there's, like, curios, armoires, dinner tables, all these things people have been picking up on this luxury kind of, like, sightseeing cruise. This is not like, you're not going to find like weaponry. There's no tanks. There's no blasters or rifles or anything down here. It's all like you go to the mall and there's a bunch of people bought a lot of crap.
Okay. So I'd like to post one by the stairs as like a guard or wherever the entrance is.
Sure.
Have 2 start carrying, you know, like shopping lists, like most expensive to least expensive, start moving stuff towards wherever kind of that hangar bay is, wherever we would dock the Starhawk.
Sure. This is the cargo bay. So yeah, there's those ginormous like doors that kind of open like that, then open like that. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I'll have 2 start stacking, you know, the valuable stuff near there. and have the remaining two come with us down to engineering.
Okay. Bale will contact Perry.
Sure. Perry will answer. Hold on. You're fine. It's just a little bit of burn damage. You'll be fine, Pip. It adds character. Yes, sir. What do you need, boss?
Could you move the ship over to the docking bay, please? We've got some goods. And I mean lots of goods, Perry. Enough goods to get you and Pip some nice upgrades.
What about Jesse? They've been working hard, too.
Yeah, Jerry's been doing a good job. You can't forget about him.
Put Jesse on the line, please.
I don't know. Tell me what type of personality does Jesse have? Jen, this is your droid. Are they... Pip is very, very fun, very, very pleasing. Pip is a little more salty. I don't know what Jesse's like. Jerry, as we call him.
So Johnny is more of a droid that just wants to do a really good job and doesn't want to be in trouble. Because Anne's kind of obnoxious when she's upset. So his motivation is not doing the thing he's not supposed to do. Also, to try to predict what that might be, because that's hard to know.
Yeah. Okay.
He's sure. He's a people pleaser, I think.
Sure.
Hello, 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 hello!
Jesse!
I don't have any deal with Mr. San. Is Mr. San here? Hey, Mr. San! Hello!
Yes, Mr.
I'm great. Great. Everything's fantastic, yeah.
Oh, I have a name. My name is Jesse. Yes, it's Jesse. It's nice to have a name. I like having a name. Name's good. I mean, this is new to me, having a name. Normally, I just go, you know.
Oh?
Make like an exploding sound. But names are good. Names are great. Great. Names. Yes, names.
Yeah, I'm glad that after all this time, we finally found what fits best. That's what the struggle was for a while.
The other droids have been very helpful. Very, very helpful. Extremely helpful. They've taught me all the wonderful things I can do. How can I help?
We need to listen to Bale. He's going to check in on you and give you some instructions. So.
Sure. Mr. Bale? Yep. Nope. Yep. What can I do you for? I mean, do for you. I mean, yes. Hi. How can I help?
So, Jesse, right? It's Jesse or is it Johnny?
Jesse. My name is Jesse. Jesse.
Good, Jesse. All right. So, what I need you to do is to get Perry a little bit undistracted and to undistract him enough to move the ship over to the docking bay.
I can fly. I fly for Mr. Sam all the time. I'm quite better at flying. I can do anything I'm very good at. I can do that. Sorry. That's me making assumptions. Silly me. Yes.
That is such a good suggestion. Boy. Yeah, that's a good suggestion. Why don't we just have Jesse pilot this?
So Bale like puts the mute on the comms and looks over to Jen. I was like, are you sure? Or looks over to Anne and says, are you sure that you like Jesse as a pilot droid? Because I'm pretty sure they'll space him if he takes the wheel.
Whatever we need to do to get this to happen is fine. I'm not really well versed in the politics of inner droid mingling. This is all new territory for me.
No, that's fine. Are you opposed to Jesse getting upgrades once we pawn off all this stuff?
Oh, that sounds great.
Great. Excellent. So he unmutes the communicator. He goes, so Jesse, I'm also willing to get you some upgrades too, if you guys could just get the ship to the level 3 dock. That's all I need, is this ship to be open to droids bringing in goods into the cargo hold on the Starhawk. And then it's also a good place for us to actually perform the repairs, it looks like, too. There's a lot of space down here.
Oh, that's exciting. Yes, I can do that. I will not let you down, Mr. Bell. I will do that now. Yes. of my entire life, I think I has been building up to this single moment where I will not fail you. I will definitely not fail you. Let me do that.
Excellent. Very good, Jesse. Now put Perry back on.
Sure. Perry comes on and goes, hey, boss, I've got another one of our favorite things going on right now.
What do you mean another one of our favorite things?
I got a good news, bad news situation.
All right, what's the bad news?
The bad news is that the cruise ship you're on is starting to move by itself. It's like starting to rotate a lot. And I don't know if you guys are doing that. If you are, that it's kind of cool, but it's starting to move on its own.
So he immediately like yells out to Anarchy. Anarchy, I need you to get the bay door open now. The ship is moving.
Did you want the good news?
What's the good news?
The cruise ship is probably going to hit us before we could fix the engines, so we're going to be close anyway.
Why is it that every time you give me good news, it is probably the most horrible news I've heard the entire time?
But you said we could do repairs if we get in the ship, and it'll probably hit us hard enough where we'll go right inside of it, and then we'll be able to do repairs inside.
Is the cargo bay in the front of the ship?
It would be, yeah, it'd be the bottom front section of it.
Thruster it just enough to get into the bay.
We have just auxiliary. I'll tell Jesse. We'll see what she can do.
Oh boy. Okay. All right. Hold on. I'm gonna go have an anxiety attack now. but you guys, I trust you, Perry. I trust Pip too. Jesse's okay too. Just get it done, please. I do not want to lose a ship. And I'm this thing, not fast enough to maneuver. Although it would be a pretty nice, spacious cargo ship, and then we could just turn this entire existence of ours from a action comedy game to an action shipping game, or to a comedy shipping game. But that's okay. I prefer things the way that they are. So don't get the ship blown up, Perry, okay? You are my friend, and I'm trusting you to make sure that my ship does not get blown up in the process.
All right, so I'm going to flip a dark side point. And over the loudspeakers, you hear... And klaxons just start going off louder and louder. Lights are blinking, klaxons.
Oh my god.
Thanks for listening to the Flight Risk Podcast. If you liked what you heard, please head over to the podcast service of your choice and leave us a review. Every review helps more people find the show. If you want to help the show out, please spread the word on social media. You can find us on Twitter at Flight Risk Pod and on Facebook. If you want to help us in a monetary fashion, you can head over to Patreon and help support the show.
Sorry, I almost sneezed.
It's okay. Remember, like for the moment of silence, they always tell Nimoy, like, you don't need to be like a statue. You know, you want to breathe, you want to move around, maybe touch your desk or something. So when you do your noise reduction, it pulls out all that stuff out a little more naturally.
That's what
silence is for. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I remember I don't think editing is in my job description here. I might have to talk to Nimoy, my voice rep. Actors union rep.
Cleaning up your audio is not editing. That's all you're doing is clicking two freaking buttons and saving me time later.
Oh, man.
I wanted to be mean, I could tell you, Joe, I need you to remove all the clicks I hear on your audio.
Oh, fuck you. That'll never happen. Okay. Never again.
Okay.